Shiz miyachalta de moiz. At the beginning of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, which is Moisoi Shemitah, which is the Yom Tov, first Yom Tov Chag HaSukkos of the 8th year, that's when there's this mitzvah of Hakel. Now it says again that the Chazan HaKnesses, Noetel Sefer Torah of Noetel Rosh HaKnesses. Again, the Gemara makes a diyuk here, Shamat Yvinov, here we shall have the proof again, that Chol can cover the Talmud of Mokam Arav. You see, in front of the Melech, the Chazan was able to give it over to the Rosh Yazgan, that each one was showing covered to another person who was a little bit greater than him. And we hold, you're not allowed to do this in front of a Talmud, can't give cover in front of a greater person, in front of the Rav. So again, the Gemara says, no, there's no proof. Here, the reason why one gave over to the second was to give cover to the Melech. Again, we want to show how great the Melech is. That there's a Chazan, there's a Rosh HaKnesses, there's a Sagan, there's a Kohen Gadol, till finally you reach the Melech. So there's all stages to show how great the Melech was. That's all called Kvayde the Melech. Therefore, it was mutter. Vayta v'melech oimed u'mekabel v'kara yim. Then Yoshev agripas v'melech oimed v'kibel v'kara v'yomid. For the Gemara again, oimed mechlal v'yoshev. Mashmi stood up now to receive the Sefer Torah. Mashmi before he was sitting. Again, the kasher is Ilomama, we have learned before, and yeshiva the Azorah. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azor, in the Machne Shechino, Elolomalche Beis David Bovad. The special cover Hashem gave to Malchus Beis David to show that that's the real Malchus. But nobody else is allowed to sit down in the Azor. Shenam Raposik says, Vayovi Melech David Vayeshnof Hashem Vayemir. So, Chor Takash, how could the Melech sit down in the Azor? So, Marines is again like we had before, could the Amr of Chizda, Vyezvas Noshim. It's not the Azorah Machna Shina, it's Ezras Noshim was only Machna Leviyah. His Ochinami be Ezras Noshim. Ezras Noshim did not have the Gedusha of the Machna Shina, it was only the Machna Leviyah. There, you're allowed to sit down. That's it, there's a special aloha. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azorah, that's only inside by the Ezras Yisrael and further in, only a Machna Shina, but not outside a Machna Leviyah. Right, then it says that Grifas HaMelech, he stood up to lane. He did not sit down, but he stood up. The Shabchu Chacham, the Chom gave him a shvach, it was good what he did. For at the Gemara, Shabchu, Shabchu, it says what the Chom gave him a shvach, praised him. Mechlau, the Shabrov, it mashed him, what he did was good. Ah, Yomar Avashi, Afilu Laman, the Yomar Nosi, Shemachal, Akvoide, Kvoide, Mochul, but Melech, Shemachal, Akvoide, and Kvoide, Mochul. Even if a Nosi, also a Choshua person, if he wants to be Mochul, give up his respect, he's allowed to. But a melech in Klal Yisrael, he's also to give up his respect. Same tosam lech a melech is a special kavod. We have to give for a melech. A melech is not allowed to be meichel akvodai. So over here, if there was kavod for the melech to sit down, how was he allowed to stand up to lay in the Sefer Torah? Like he wanted to be meichel akvodai, a melech is not allowed to be meichel akvodai. So how could a chum give him a shvach, praise him? Shenem and the Pasuk says, Soim tosam alecha melech, that we darshan shetayeh mosi alecha, that the Eimah has to be upon the Melech, that's covered of Hashem, really. That's the way Klai Yisrael is. Klai Yisrael is the Melech. That's the covered, that there should be Kvoid HaMalchus. So you're not allowed to give up, you're not allowed to be Meichla Kvoid HaMalchus. So how could the Melech here stand up if he's supposed to be sitting? Ham the Gemara Mitzvah Shani. That's what we say, Melech can't be Meichla Kvoid, that's only Stam. He can't Stam give up his respect. But if he's giving it up, l'shem a mitzvah, b'shash asiyas a mitzvah, that's not called he's giving up his covered. That's called he's doing the mitzvah behidur, that's mutter. Mibay mishum mitzvah, mitzvah shani. If he gives up his respect, b'shash is doing the mitzvah, tzarech a mitzvah, that's mutter. He just can't give up his respect, meichel akvoidoi, stam, for other inyon. But l'shem mitzvah, it's mutter. Right, then the part of the shayla was, Agrippa the Melech read the psukim, when he came to the posik, that you can't put on an ishnochri, he started to cry. Why? Because he was an avid, really, Agrippa the Melech. He wasn't allowed to be a Melech. Tona, we learn like this, Mishmei the Rav Nosin. The Yosef Shoah, at that time, it says now Mishnah, when the Chum, whoever was there, answered back to Agrippa the Melech and said, don't feel bad. You're achenu ato, you're a brother. He really, it was something wrong they did. So, Tona Mishmed Rav Nosin, B'yosef Shor, Nizchaivu, Soine Yisro Kliya. At that time, as Loshin Saginori, Soine really means the Klai Yisro themselves. Just says it over Loshin, the Soine Yisro, the people that hate Klai Yisro. Really means the Klai Yisro itself was Chayav Kliya, was Chayav to be destroyed. Why? Shech Nifu Lar the Agrifus. Because they had Chanifus here. What's Chanifus called?
Flattery.
They started to flatter Agrifus Amelech. Like, really, it was wrong. He wasn't supposed to be the Melech, and they shouldn't have been Mechanefim. Omer Rabbi Shimon bar Chalafta, miyoyim shagover agrufa shachanufa. The time when it came strong, the koyach of chanufa flattery is nesav sohadinim. It became thing nesav means evil. Things became wrong with the dayonim, with the dayonim. When it's kalklo hamaisim, people did things wrong also then. V'yeinodem yochol loyim alachaveroi maisai gdolim imasecho. People couldn't say one to the other, I'm greater than you, because people started to do ra. Rashi says, Rashi says, Niskalklo hamaisim, shagdolim ro ovri avero, the bigger people saw the people doing averis, v'loimichu miyodam, they didn't stop them. V'vnei chanufa, because they were chanfne, they used to flatter them. So when they wanted to start this inyan, they give flattery to one another, that made a big, terrible thing in Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, V'yeinodem yochol shimetesh v'amicho b'yovri avero, lomdu aderes es masayim, v'ninsu kulam ovrim. Since the Gedolim did not stop the people from doing the averis, so one person learned from the other person. People learned one from another what it means to do averis. So Mela was a terrible thing happened to Klal Yisrael. Dorosh Reb Yudah ba'amarova. V'itayma Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Mute lahach niflu rishoyim ve'lam azir. He holds you lot of chant from them. If it's a surach, you lot of chant from a lot of flatter rishoyim of this world. Shinam and Apostle says, Mashal Asal Lavoy, lo yikor roi le nevel nadiv. We won't call any more nevel a fool or a bad person in the div. O le chile lo yoy mashua. Achili Rashi says, Mizlosh and kol sanavshi shemisav ulishtas yayin todar. We won't call a drunken person a great person. Mechlaals mashmudo de beilom azeh shari. In this world you're allowed to. That for a tzorah, for a purpose, you're allowed to be mechana for shoyim. And Rav Shimon ben Lakish HaMayach have another proof of another pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said when he met up with Esav, he said, "Kirois penele him vatitzeni." That Yaakov said, "When I met up with you, Esav, it's like I met up with Hashem vatitzeni, and I was still saved." So you see here the chura that Yaakov was chantvenin Esav. To see you're allowed to chantven, allowed to make chanifas to shoyim. And this the Gemara says, though, pligi the Reb Levi, yagas on Reb Levi. The Yomar Reb Levi later says, no, there's no proof from Yaakov Avinu. I tell you, Moshel Sho Yaakov Yesev. You know what this example was when Yaakov spoke to Yesev and told Yesev, when I see you, it's like I see Hashem. It's like a case where one person invited his friend over to a Suda. Reuven invited Shimon over. Vehike voy Shimabakish Lorgoi. Now Reuven sees the way Shimon wants to kill him. Reuven was afraid that Shimon wanted to kill him. So what did Reuven do? Omaloi, he said, you should know, Tam tavshul zeh shanitoyim, ke tavshul shatam ti beveis ha-melech. That this dish that I taste right now, it tastes so good, just like I tasted yesterday by king's house. That's what Reuven said over. So the Shimon thought to himself, Yode be-malko. That this Reuven, this person, goes to the king, he eats by the king, he must be a great person then. So Mustafa, he's afraid of him. Shimon got afraid of this Reuven, Vulei Kotel, and he didn't kill him. So that's the mashal of Yaakov also. When Yaakov said, Kirois Penel Kim Batitzen, he didn't mean to chantfen him, he just meant to tell Esav, stay away from me. You know, I'm a person and I'm near Hashem, I'm close with Hashem. So therefore Esav was afraid of Yaakov. But he owes, you're not allowed to chantfen Rishoyim on this world. Omer Reb Loza, kol adam sheyesh bei chanufa, whoever has his chanifas, that means when you see people do ra, instead of being meichah them, tell them to stop it, rather you're just afraid of them, and you chant for them, you flatter them, is maybe afliyer them, you bring anger to the world. Shenem the Pasuk says, v'chant filev yisim waf. People have chanifa, they'll bring anger. For lo yoyed not only this, el ha-shem tfilos nishmas, Hashem does not listen to that tefillah. Shenem the Pasuk says, lo yeshua ki yosram. But they won't be able to daven. Kiyosim Rashi says, "Kishevoy v'aleim yisurim lo yilam shua." When the yisurim will come upon them, their tefillahs won't help because they have chanifa. Yisimin. By the Gomer Reb Loza, kol adam sheish bei chanufa filu ubrim shemei imon mekal noisoi. Whoever flatters other people, flatters rishoyim, even unuber, the baby in the mother's stomach curses you. That's how bad it is. Shenem Apostle says, "Oyim le rosh atzadegato yikavu amim yizamu lumin." V'yein koiv elo klola. Koiv means losh and klola, curse. Shenema lekova kale. V'yein l'um elo or ubrin. It means the baby's inside. Shenema aloi milam yemas. V'yom rab loza kolodim shesh mechanufa neifel begenim. Whoever has this flattery will go to Gehenim. Shenema hoyo imrim l'ro ad l'ra toiv la toiv ra. Maksiv, there's these people that flatter one another. Maksiv, I wasn't say, maksiv, ach, I wasn't say afterwards. L'chein koch o kash. Losh and eish. V'choshes la'av v'yerofu. And this goes on the Eish of Gehenna. V'yomer Reb Loza kol ha-mechanef l'chaveroi, whoever is mechanef, his friend, is soif noifel b'yodoi. You think by flattering him you'll be saved, just the opposite. At the end will come out, you'll fall into his hand. If you made a knife of Biyad, you don't fall into his hand. Knife of Biyad Bonav into his son's hand. If you made a knife of Biyad Bonav, knife of Biyad Ben Benoy, his grandson. Kids, Hanifa won't save you. They just make it worse. Eventually, you fall into their hands. Shinemar Apostle says, V'yemi yimiyola chananya. Omen ken yasa Hashem, yokim Hashem et v'recha.
And Rashi explains, this was Hanifa. Like yimiyola novi, like was Mechanif, this novi here. Because really he said in the via sheker, he should have told him he's saying sheker, and instead of saying that he's saying false, he said ken yirotzen, like he said amin to it. So Yemiyo here did a little chanifus. So in this the pasuk says, uksiv, the pasuk later says that vayihi. It says vayihu.